We're doing Tayag Mitzvot. We're discussing the order of the day, and we're up to Monday. And we discussed reading from the Torah in the midst of the Rite of Sefer Torah, and now we're continuing. And he says, being that Ezra instituted for the Jewish people that on Monday and Thursdays the courts would sit and convene, so we're discussing on Monday. It's on topic. We'll discuss the monetary laws a little bit and the mitzvot of that apply to each person, and mitzvot that apply to court cases and the judges and the two people who are having a fight and witnesses, and the mitzvah of appointing people on the congregation. So he says like this: when we're appointing a rabbi or we're appointing judges, so we have to recognize that we're fulfilling a mitzvah that the Torah tells us we should establish judges and policemen. These are the people that are the sages of the Torah, and this is a biblical mitzvah. We have a mitzvah to have religious leaders, judges, rabbis. So when one is appointing, he has to have in mind that he's fulfilling that that mitzvah. The Torah says, "Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha v'chol sha'arecha." So in every congregation of Israel, we have to have judges, we have to have leaders. And then there's a biblical prohibition that we shouldn't appoint someone who is not learned in Torah. He might be very intelligent, but if he's not learned in Torah, then he shouldn't be the leader. He shouldn't be the judge of the Jewish people. And that's a biblical prohibition. Not takiru panim b'mishpat. You're not supposed to play favoritism. Just because he's a professor or something else, so we'll appreciate his input. But he shouldn't be the leader. In order to be the leader, the Torah says he has to be knowledgeable in Torah. And then we have to fulfill the biblical prohibition not to curse the judge. Meaning if he's the judge, sometimes he's going to rule against me. If he's going to rule against me, it's very tempting to curse him. Torah says no. It's biblically prohibited to curse him. Torah says, Elokim lot kalel, don't curse the judge. And we're not allowed to curse the head of the yeshiva or the nasi. The Torah says, V'nasiva mechaloto, someone who's been elevated in your nation, don't curse them. So that could be the nasi, that could be the Rosh Yeshiva of Israel. The Rav HaRashi, Torah tells us, Nasiva mechaloto. So those are the mitzvahs with regard to appointing judges and leaders. The mitzvahs of the people who are going to court, so firstly they have a mitzvah not to present their case until both people are present. It's a biblical mitzvah. The Torah says, Lo tisa shem hashav. Don't cause God's name to be said falsely. So don't try to corrupt justice. The Torah says you have a court case, you have to wait till the other guy is present before you present your case. A person is only allowed to present his case when the other one is there, and that is a biblical mitzvah. We have a biblical mitzvah not to lie, to deny that we owe someone money. The Torah says, Lo techachashu, do not lie, and that's a reference to monetary issues, not to deny that we owe someone money. We have a mitzvah that if we're obligated to take a vow, so technically Chazal said that we shouldn't take vows. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that God said if someone took a vow throughout his life and then he had to annul his vow through a rabbi, he had to do Ataras Nidarim, take him out of Gan Eden. Otherwise, leave him in. So they checked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. You know the story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Mahamavis came to take his life. He said no. The Mahamavis said, what do you mean no? It's time to go. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, first I want you to give me a tour. The Mahamavis said, okay, what do you want to see? So he said, I want to see Gan Eden. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi went to see Gan Eden. And he said, look, I'm scared of traveling with you. Give me your sword first. So the Mahamavis had to concede. And finally, when they went to take a tour of Gan Eden, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi jumped in with the Mahamavis sword. So Mahamav said, hey buddy, I got a job to do, give me back my sword. And Rabbi Shimon Levi refused. And then they wanted to kick him out of Gan Eden, and God said, check if he ever had to annul a vow. And they found that he never had to annul a vow. So they also found that he never took a vow in his life. So a person has to try and, whenever he can, avoid a vow. But if he has to take a vow, so he should recognize that there's a biblical mitzvah to take a truthful vow. The Torah says, "Uvishmoti shaveh." That's one of the ways we honor God. When a person has no choice and he has to take a vow, so then he's in fulfillment of a biblical mitzvah to A, honor God's name by taking a truthful vow. I show that if I want to say the truth, I take a vow by God's name. And B, there's a biblical prohibition not to take a vow by someone else's name. A person's not supposed to take a vow by foreign God's names. The Torah even prohibits mentioning other God's names on our lips. So all of this that a person has to be careful of. The Arizal said that an extension of this is not to mention the name of a shade, even in another language. Because Hashem says, don't mention other forces in the world. And you're not allowed to take a vow, even if a non-Jew tells you, in my courts, I want you to take a vow over a non-Jewish book. So we say you don't take a vow based on with the name of a foreign God. The Torah says, lo yishama al picha. It shouldn't be heard on one's lips.